listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I am your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 469, covering week 24, June 8th to 14th, 2026. The new stable branch of Flatpak 1.18 has been released. This toolkit provides a system for building self-contained packages that are not tied to specific Linux distributions and run in a special container that isolates the application from the rest of the system. Support for running Flatpak packages is provided for nearly all Linux distros. Flatpak packages are included in the Fedora repository and are supported in the default GNOME and KDE application managers. Collabora has released Collabora Online Development Edition. Code 26.04 quickly deploys Collabora Online on its servers to enable remote collaboration with the Office Suite via the web and achieve functionality similar to the Google Docs and Office 365. Code is available as a pre-configured Docker container, a virtual machine image, and a set of packages for popular Linux distributions. The project code is distributed under the MPL v2 license. Code is presented as a developer-friendly version of the Collabora Online platform, incorporating the latest developments and suitable for use in small teams or for introductory testing. Collabora Office, a separate product designed to run Collabora Online on users' local systems rather than on servers, is being developed separately. On June 9th, EuroOffice 1.0 Stable was published, an open-source Office package for joint editing of documents, tables, and presentations. The project is developing as a European and sovereign alternative to Microsoft Office, Google Docs, and other cloud Office solutions, and its code is open on GitHub under the AGPL v3 license. EuroOffice is based on the only Office code database, but is developed as a separate project with the participation of European companies and organizations, including Nextcloud, Ionos, Eurostack, XWiki, OpenProject, Sovereign, Abelian, Btactic, OpenExchange, and Office.eu. The release is production-ready and integrates into the Nextcloud Hub 26 Spring as one of the options for the Office editor in Nextcloud Office. Asterinus 0.18.0 is an experimental operating system and kernel written in Rust and focused on compatibility with Linux ABI. The project is positioned as an attempt to create a production-grade alternative to Linux with a focus on memory security, performance, and launch of a regular Linux user environment. The Asterinus code is open and posted on GitHub. The main license is MPL 2.0. The kernel provides full support for the x86-64 architecture, partial support for RISC-V64 and x86-64 with Intel TDX-based isolation, and initial support for the Loang Arch 64 architecture. Priority applications areas include systems tied to the Linux ABI but requiring a higher level of security. Asterinus is proposed for use in creating a system environment for secure virtual machines utilizing technologies such as ARM CCA, AMD SEV, and Intel TDX for isolation, as well as on the host system side, enabling container launches. Thomas Ward announced the formation of a new Ubuntu Mate development team following the departure of its founder. While there will be no formal release of Ubuntu Mate 26.04, the Mate desktop packages for Ubuntu 26.04 will continue to be shipped and properly supported. The new development team has begun addressing and fixing bugs accumulated over several years and is also working on updating Mate to the 1.28 branch from the outdated Mate 1.26 release formed in 2021. Users of previous Ubuntu Mate branches can upgrade to the Ubuntu 26.04 package base by installing updates, but a separate Ubuntu Mate installation image based on Ubuntu 26.04 will not be published. On new systems, you can install any Ubuntu 26.04 edition, then deploy the Mate desktop by running sudo apt install ubuntu-mate-desktop. Ubuntu Mate 26.10 is being planned as a full release. OpenProject 17.5.0 is out, providing an open project management system, tasks, roadmaps, agile planning, meetings, documentation, and joint work of teams. The project code is distributed under the GPL v3 license. The code is available at GitHub. The main change of OpenProject 17.5 is the appearance of project identifiers of working packages while in beta status. Previously, tasks in OpenProject received a single number within the framework of the entire installation, such as number 2385. Now the administrator can choose the mode in which the identifier includes the context of the project, such as proj-01. This simplifies work in organizations with a large number of projects and helps with migration with Jira, where teams are often accustomed to the project keys of tasks. Alpine Lynx 3.24 is now available, a minimalist distribution built on the Muscle System Library and the BusyBox Utility Suite. The distribution has enhanced security requirements and is built with stack smashing protection. OpenRC is used as the initialization system, and a proprietary APK package manager is used for package management. Alpine is used to generate official Docker container images and is used in the post-market OS project. Bootable ISO images for x86-64, x86, ARMHF, ARCH64, ARMv7, PBC64LE, S390X, RISC-V64, and LoangArch64 are available in 6 flavors: Standard, Network Bootable, Extended Virtual Machine, MiniRoot FS, and Xen Hypervisor. The first release of GentleOS, an operating system for older 32-bit PCs and laptops, has been published. Developed by a hobbyist, the project aims to provide a simple platform for retro enthusiasts with a classic graphical interface. It supports computers with an i386 CPU, 4 megabytes of RAM, and a VGA graphics card with a resolution of 640x480. The project code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv2 license. An 8 megabyte disk image and a 1.4 megabyte floppy image have been created for launch. The OS is built on a monolithic architecture and is configured during the build process. Drivers are available for VGA/SVGA video cards, keyboard, PS2 and serial port mice, and built-in speakers. GentleOS functionality is marked as complete. Future plans include the creation of additional applications, optimization, and bug fixes. It can run both in QEMU and on real hardware. The first major release of the YServer server has been published, written from scratch in Rust and supporting current X11 protocol extensions. The project does not aim to replicate all the features of Xorg server and is limited to the functionality necessary for running modern desktop environments, window managers, applications, and graphical libraries. Tested environments include Mate, XFCE, and Cinnamon, as well as the FVWM3, E16, and WMaker window managers. The project code is distributed under the MIT license. YServer has decided not to support legacy and specific features such as handling multiple X11 screens in a single server, although multi-monitor output is supported, color modes other than true color, indirect rendering, DDX driver APIs, legacy font handling, and connecting clients with different byte order. Graphics output is provided via DRM/KMS and Mesa Vulkan drivers. The libseat library is used for session management and access to shared input and output devices. In addition to a dedicated X server, YNest is supplied a backend for nested execution that supports running from Xwayland or another X11 server. It has been tested on systems with AMD Ryzen 9600HX and RX 580 cards, Intel i5-7200U, NVIDIA GTX 1050, Snapdragon X1E80100, Apple M1MBA and M2MBP, as well as on virtualized systems with VirtIO-GPU and the Venus Virtual GPU. Only Linux is supported, but FreeBSD support is planned. The developers of ReactOS, an open-source operating system designed to ensure compatibility with Microsoft Windows programs and drivers, announced that they were able to run the game Half-Life. The launch was achieved using ReactOS installed on real hardware, a Dell Optiplex 990 PC with an Intel Core i5-2400 CPU, 1GB of RAM, and an NVIDIA GeForce 8400GS graphics card. Earlier, ReactOS officially ran Unreal Tournament 2004, and FL Studio was proven to run on ReactOS in March. VeraCrypt 1.26.29 has been released, a fork of the TrueCrypt partition encryption system. VeraCrypt is notable for replacing RipeMD-160 algorithm with SHA-512 and SHA-256, increasing the number of hashing iterations, simplifying the build process for Linux and macOS, and fixing issues identified during the TrueCrypt source code audit. The code developed by VeraCrypt is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license, while its derivatives from TrueCrypt continue to be distributed under the TrueCrypt License 3.0. Final builds are created for Linux, FreeBSD, Windows, and macOS. The etcd-operator toolkit, which helps deploy and maintain etcd clusters in Kubernetes, has been transferred to the Cozy Stack project. Along with the transfer, a new implementation of etcd-operator was published, written from scratch using the V1 Alpha 2 API instead of the previous V1 Alpha 1. The new implementation was written by Timofey Larkin, one of the maintainers of the previous code base. The old version is preserved in the V1 Alpha 1 branch. The code is written in Go and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. presence. Cozy Stack is a sandbox project of the nonprofit organization CNCF. The main change in the new etcd-operator is the removal of the stateful set for node management. Now etcd-operator works directly with etcd's native membership API and automatically adds members, promotes learners to voting nodes, and removes nodes from quorum, giving etcd-operator complete control over cluster membership. The etcd project developers are also developing their own official etcd-operator from scratch. The official etcd-operator is currently functionally inferior to the version from the Cozy Stack project. Since the previous implementation of etcd-operator already works in production environments and is used in Cozy Stack and Camaji, its development was continued separately from the official etcd project implementation. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report has been published, presenting a batch of changes for the KDE Plasma 6.8 branch, scheduled for release on October 14th, as well as the KDE Plasma 6.7 branch, which is currently in beta testing ahead of release on June 16th. Window actions that involve the mouse wheel no longer respect your natural scrolling preference. The screensaver now honors the timeout specified in the system via pluggable authentication modules settings without adding any additional delays. An indicator has also been added indicating that accessibility mode is enabled, which increases the amount of time a key must be held down to trigger a key press. Despite measures taken by Arch Linux developers, malicious code insertion into the Arch user repository has not been stopped. Malicious code was inserted into another 54 packages left without maintainers. Unlike the previous attacks, this time the Bun platform is used to install malicious dependencies instead of the NPM package manager. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.